High school basketball is on the air. Keystone Quality Transport, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's high school basketball game.
Weak side rebound. Here he comes, Rice for Pencrest. Going to try to take it all the way to the basket. Good hustle underneath the basket. Up for two.
Tonight's game is between the Westchester Vikings and the Chester Scholar Academy Sabres. Tonight's game is sponsored by the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
And a good Monday night, Dave Berman with the gang in the beautiful town of Chester, a non-league boys basketball battle here tonight, featuring two of the top 10 teams in the state of Pennsylvania in their respective classes. Host team, Chester Charter, Scholars Academy. They are 10-2, ranked 9th in the state in single A under Dan Spangler, year number one. Westchester East, 10-2. They're 5A, ranked number 2 in the state under Tom Durant, year number 3. So 5A versus single A, Chester Charter, Scholars Academy on a roll. So is Westchester East, even though East lost to two of their losses. The other night to Malvern Prep, who is a private school, and of course the other loss to Coatesville earlier in the season. And Chester Charter, heartbreaking loss to another single-A team, but a powerhouse, Doc Mennonite, here by 1 point at the buzzer. And the other loss to 5A, Pencrest, by only 5 points.
Right.
So there you go. And it's been building over the years for Chester Charter. 8-14 2 years ago, 12-10 last year, just missed the playoffs. This year, again, 10-2, and hopefully will make the postseason under the Strathaven High School grad, Danny Spangler. Tom Durant, I said, year number 3, he played college football at Penn State, actually went to Upper Darby High School. Tom was a member and a key member of the Penn State last national championship in college football, 1986, as Mike is shaking his head because he remembers exactly where he was that night.
I just feel like I'm sharing the air with Alex Trebek here.
They beat Vinny Testaverde.
How about that?
January of 1987. And Westchester East features two kids who just went over the 1,000-point mark in their career. 6'10" Delaware recruit, Andrew Carr. And you can't miss him. He can do it inside, outside. Nice article you posted on Andrew by City of Basketball Love, how he had the Osgood Schlatter's disease.
Right.
Ninth grade, and then he grew like six.
And that's the only thing he and I have in common.
Oh, you added to it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You and Rondé.
Terrible.
You and Rondé, too.
Yeah, yeah. It's not uncommon, although I never got past 5'11", but it's just I grew like 3 inches over one summer and it just stretched them out.
But so. It helped Andrew Carr, we're talking about from Westchester East, learn how to. He's a good dribbler, and he can do it all. Unfortunately for Chester Charter, their 6'9 young man, Tyler Howard, out with a – he has a shoulder
bad
injury.
Shoulder, right.
Just like you have.
And that's really a shame because this should be a really tight game. But when you miss a big man like that, it makes it very tough to stay as competitive as you expect to be. But we'll see how well they sub.
And we announced one of the biggest games of the year last year at the Leah Cora Center, District 1 Championship, 5A between Westchester East and Sun Valley. And Sun Valley pulled it out, and that was a what a tremendous job by Sun Valley that day. Then Sun Valley went to the state quarterfinals. Vinny D'Angelo lost to Abington Heights. And they had an easier run through the playoffs the first two games. Guess who? Because Westchester East lost, they had to open up with a Catholic League team from Philadelphia, Archbishop Ryan, and got beat.
So we had followed Abington, too. That was a good heck of a team.
Abington Heights.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, over the years, knocking out Chester, the Hershey Kiss game from a couple of years ago.
Right.
All right, so here we go, guys. And, Pete, I know you're fired up. You love this. You know, it's a beautiful new gym here at Chester.
I love this gym. You're close to everybody, a little too close to Mike, but that's beside the point.
He touches my shoulder again. He's going to get knocked to the floor.
Yeah, he's got an injured shoulder. But
he might.
2-10-2 teams, Dave, going out of here. You know, classy teams in the state, and it should be a great game. And I'm really looking forward to it.
And you're sitting next to Coach Spangler's father, another Providence High School legend.
Yes, he is.
Monty Spangler,
Coach,
who was one of my idols growing up. He's actually, I'm 61. I think he's a couple of years older than me. He doesn't look at you.
We were just talking.
The old days with Coach McFadden.
We were talking a few minutes ago when he was there, 99 and 2000 for the Strathaven Championship games in football out at Hershey. He was on that coaching staff.
Yeah.
Me and Mike were doing the games then. We just started
it,
and we can remember those cold nights out there in Hershey.
Oh, they were terrible. They were terrible.
One of the few times that Chester High played Strathaven was in 2001-2. And Monty was the coach, and it went overtime, and Strathaven almost beat him.
That's right.
Coach Pickett, remember, after the game, didn't want to comment. It would be nice, Strathaven and Chester.
Well, because this gym. It is a small gym. It probably holds a couple hundred people. It is packed in here. I mean, we are wall-to-wall people. There's going to be standing room only. Where they're going to put them, I'm not too sure. And I just hope you can hear us over the ambient noise of the crowd. But it's a beautiful little gym, and if you want to see a great basketball game, come here. You can't keep any of the basketballs, but you may get one in the stands.
And you got the Chester High cheerleader, and the Sabre cheerleaders, which are pretty much
a very similar style.
Yeah, two peas.
Not
in
as
a
many of them, though.
Yes.
Which is just as well, because in this gym we couldn't fit them.
Right.
But it is nice, and we are literally, if we're 3 feet from the foul line, I would be surprised.
All right, so we're going to take a break. Pre-game show, boys basketball, DelcoHoops.com. Never sounded so good. The Sabres and the Vikings, DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, real quick here, before I'm going to be also doing the public address for just the starting lineups, and I'm going to come back and do the play-by-play.
All right, well, I was going to tell you to go ahead and do it from here, but if you can't do it from here, then we'll just turn the mics up so we can hear you on the public address.
But I'll give it to you right now.
Why don't you do that?
So you guys can write them down.
Yeah.
Got a couple of minutes here. Chester Charter Scholars Academy, the home team. 10-2, number 1, 6'3", junior, Malik Cook-Stevens. Number 11, 5'11", junior, Devon Stovall. Number 14, 6'4", junior, Sean DeShields. 6'6", senior, number 25, Devon White. And number 20 is his number, Damir Baez. They made a change.
Okay.
6'5", senior, number 20 is Damir Baez. Again, Tyler Howard out with a shoulder injury. Westchester East, number 1, he's a junior, Mike Detta. Freshman, 11, Jack Kushner, 6'10", Andrew Carr, number 15. Number 21 is Tim Richardson, I believe he's about 6'4", senior. And number 35 is Kieran Heffernan, a junior. So there you have it, guys. There's your starting lineup. So I'm going to head over to the public address real quick.
All right, I guess we're going to be struggling on our own here. All right. We're running late because the Westchester East bus got here late. They had a late start from school, and it took a while for them to get here. And then the game started late, so we kind of put on music for a while. And we're glad you all stuck with us. The game to start. Countdown clock is down to 1:30, and then we'll have the opening lineups announced on the court and this national anthem, I would assume, and then we'll get right into the game. So, Pete, next week we are going to be traveling over to Academy Park, and for the life of me, I can't remember who.
Penwood, of course. Academy Park, Penwood.
Yeah.
Always a good game.
Always a good game, and I just had a senior moment. It wasn't that the game wasn't good. I just, for the life of me couldn't remember. I can't remember what facilities I've been into for one.
I remember this facility. It's always
two bitter
Del
Valle rivals going
small.
At it next week.
Yeah, next week should be a heck of a game. Even the teams are doing well this year. Penwood's a little bit of a struggle. But even if both of those teams are doing badly, it's always a war when they get together. They really genuinely don't like each other particularly. So it should be a great game, a lot of action, a lot of aggressiveness. So, all right, and we have our own Dave Berman getting in the middle of the court to do the public address announcing. But
I think we'll take a quick break.
Yeah, take a quick break. Okay, you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelphiHoops.com, where high school basketball never sounded so good.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello. PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, and we're back at Chester Scholar Academy, and Dave Berman making the announcement at the beginning of the game. We're just waiting for this delayed game to start. What time is it now? How late are we? About a half hour.
Yeah, it's about a half-hour delay tonight. Tip-off was originally scheduled for about 7 o'clock. As we said before, the JV game ran a little long.
Well, it didn't start till a half hour later.
Yeah, it started late, and it took a little while to get them all warmed up.
Now, if you've been watching our site, you'll notice that for games that we broadcast, we also put a box score on the game. We're probably the only people in high school basketball to have a box score situation as thorough as what we have, and that was Andrew Kaufman, who you just heard, and he's the one who does all that. So if you haven't taken a look at it, it's a great synopsis of the game. Everybody's fouls, foul shots, percentages on 3 points, 2 point attempts, turnovers, et cetera, et cetera. It's a great source to see how a game went down if you didn't get to listen to it or see it yourself. The other thing, of course, is keep in mind and tell your friends, all of our games are fully archived, so if you couldn't listen live, we generally get the archive up about 3 hours after the game's finished, and it's certainly available by the next morning to listen to anybody who wants. And as is usual, our sponsors pay for all of our efforts, and there's never a charge to listen to a game live or to listen to it on archive. So just enjoy yourself. And, of course, we're right in the midst of the season now, which will start actually ends after 10 weeks, so we'll only run through February or so, and then we'll start the playoffs. So that's always a great time. But if you haven't been to a high school basketball game, get to one. Can't beat the price, usually about $5, as Dave comes back now to take his headset. Anyway, it's about $5. You can't sit in close to the action. Parking is free. Hot dogs are $1.50. Pizza's $1.50. Can't beat the value. Here we go, Dave. You about ready?
Yep, I'm ready to go here. Right. And it's Andrew Carr jumping it up against Sean DeShields. A very youthful, still young. We've been seeing these kids as freshmen, sophomores, a lot of juniors now. Chester Charter. It's Sean DeShields, Andrew Carr. Sean is 6'4", Carr 6'10". Delaware University recruit. And the ball goes to Chester Charter School. The Scholars Academy driving to the basket, Baez, and his shot is blocked out of bounds by Carr. They're taking it right to him. I know what Chester, the Sabres, want to do, try to get him into foul trouble.
Sure.
He's gotten in foul trouble in a couple games this year already, so I think that's definitely what Chester Charter's looking to do here tonight.
And Chester misses a three ball from the right side by White, but they get the offensive rebound. And it looks like, here we go, a 2-3 zone. So to win this game, the Sabres have to make shots, which is a no-brainer. And you got to remember, Westchester East, Here's a three ball by Cook Stevens. No good. Ball is saved from going out of bounds to Kushner. Here comes Westchester East. Tim Richardson, 1,000-point score, grizzled veteran. He's a senior. Detta down low for Carr. Carr is fouled underneath. And it'll be on the floor. I'll show you how good Westchester East is. They beat Chester by 13 points. Chester High.
Well, of course, Chester High today is a little different of a team, but yes.
They always are, Mike. You're always right about that.
Well, it does. Everybody gets better, really.
Carr, left wing. Now left wing Richardson for three. No good. In and out. Chester Charter Scholars Academy. I'm going to have to say Sabres. That's a mouthful.
Yeah, absolutely. Say Sabres.
Yeah. And with the ball, left block Baez. Baez, triple team, left wing corner to White. Out to Cook Stevens. Malik is a 6'3 junior. Stovall, top of the key. Right of the key, Stovall. They got Carr out high. How's that got? How do you like that?
Yeah, I would drive.
And a pass underneath for Baez. Oh. Misses the shot. And Sean DeShields follows. Good and a foul. Sabres lead it 2-0. 6'4 junior Sean DeShields for two. And we'll try to see who these fouls are on. Each team has one. We're live on Delta.
If I was a Sabres, Carr's not in the key, I'm driving right to the basket, I would think.
Last foul on Westchester East was by number 35, Karen Heffernan, and the Chester Charter foul was on number 14, Sean DeShields.
Excellent. So he makes the foul shot. Sabres up 3-0. We're in Chester tonight. Westchester East, top of the key, Carr to Richardson. Tim out the car, thought about the three, then drives to the basket at a two-handed slam. I told you before the game, I really think this kid, they're going to put some weight on him at college. He has potential for the NBA, I'm telling you right now.
It's a rare club to get into the NBA, but somebody's got to get in there.
And he can do all kinds of great things. Here's a three ball in and out from the left wing corner. No good. Carr, the rebound. That was fired up by Devon White. Left to right on your computer, dial, phone, whatever, is Westchester East, the Vikings in their red uniforms. Richardson misses the three ball, long rebound, Detta, and a jumper from the right side is no good, and rebound is taken by the Sabres, White.
Lots of shots, very little going in for either team. I mean, we only have 3 points and 3-2, so.
Can't be obviously huge win for each team. Both teams are state-ranked. Sabres, single A level, Chester Charter Scholars Academy. Here's Stovall, looks to drive to the basket, and his shot is blocked out of bounds. Last touch by East. 5:15 to go in the first quarter, 3-2.
And remember, Sabres are missing their big man tonight. He's got a problem with his shoulder, so they can hang in there. That's going to be simply remarkable.
Got to make shots, guys. Oh, down low for DeShields, and Sean lays it up over the big fella for two.
Shoveled that up. Nobody was covering him. He was right there.
DeShields has five. And, again, no matter what happens tonight, you play a team like this, Mike, you're going to, you know, it's got to help you, especially Chester Charter Scholars Academy. Here's Tim Richardson for East of the basket off the glass. No good. He follows. Good and a foul. Fouls on DeShields. Be his second. And Richardson, pronounced Tim, spelled T-Y-M at the line, shooting one. Bruce Rogers into the game for the Sabres. Bruce, a 6'2 junior. 5'4 Chester Charter Scholars Academy. And at the line is Tim Richardson. A lot of Division II schools are looking at him, the boy at the foul line now. District 1 runner-ups to Sun Valley, 5A last year. Richardson free throw is good. Tied at 5. Yep. Stovall brings it back right to left for the Sabres. The Vikings and the Sabres still in that 3-2 zone, Westchester East. And you know the Sabres are going to see a lot of that NBA 3. Stovall too strong. And a rebound, Detta. Here comes East back. Richardson, left wing corner, Kushner. Long three is up and good. By number...
another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
35, Kieran Heffernan, and it's now 8-5 Westchester East. There's the difference right there.
Yep.
Making shots. And Westchester East can shoot it. Baez looks to drive up. I think it's going to be an offensive foul.
Charging offensive
and again,
foul.
That is perfect defense by Westchester East. And teams like this are good at that.
Very disciplined team.
Obviously. When you almost beat Malvern Prep, you've beaten the likes of a 6A Chester High. This is a 5A school, 5A East, and it's 8-5. They have a three-point lead. They were down six unanswered points for the Vikings. They come back again. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Carr, top of the key. Right of the key, Heffernan. Left wing corner, Detta. Carr, guarded by Baez in the lane. Gives it to Tim Richardson. Richardson looks to penetrate to the basket. Floater, no, but a foul. And it's going to be on the Sabres.
Now, see, you know, it's interesting. They went for a bunch of three-point shots, and now they're trying to drive to the basket, which, of course, is kind of my point. The three-point shots are when you can't penetrate, but when you drive to the basket, you get either going to get the points or you're going to get the foul.
Richardson up and good.
Chester Charter foul was on number 25, Devon White.
14 fouls on the Sabres, one on the Vikings, 3:47 to go in the first quarter. Up and good again for Richardson. They're not going to miss many foul shots, and they're really not going to miss many shots, guys, so Chester Charter has to match that. And they're going to make them shoot from further out.
They're going to try.
Yeah, they're going to try. And Malik Cook-Stevens for the Sabres. Down low, turned over. Here comes the freshman Kushner to Tim Richardson, top of the key. Tim guarded by Stovall. Down low, pass too hard off the hands of Jack Kushner. And he does not look like a freshman. Checking into the game, this kid's a pocket rocket for Westchester East. And he is number zero, guys?
Right, yep.
Zero.
Uh-huh.
Destined McCray, and he's only a ninth grader. Sabres coming back. So Westchester East, their two studs are seniors, but a lot of youth out there also. 10-5 East. Sabres in a little drought here, scoring Rogers. Down low, Baez. Spins, turns, shot is blocked by Richardson. He follows again, no good. Baez sticks with it, no. Battling for that ball, they're sticking with it. They're playing hard, just can't make shots. And that size will do it to you. Westchester East with the ball. Richardson looking down low. Looks to penetrate the car, and he's fouled. Personal on Baez. So for Damir Baez of the Sabres of Chester Charter Scholars Academy, his first team sixth.
I've got him down for two.
Two.
For Baez.
To Carr at the line, shooting two. Up.
Ooh, short.
That's a rare miss for those guys. They don't miss many. Sabres in a funk here, but they're only down by 5 points. Up again. Back of the rim. No good. Rebound, Cook-Stevens. So it's basically, you know, they're not going to play man-to-man. You got to shoot the ball. And the thing about the Chester High game a couple weeks ago, Chester, if they make a few more shots, are right in the game most of the way. So the Sabres coming back, 2:28 to go. This is our single-A team in the town of Chester, two high schools. Left of the key, Stevens, Cook-Stevens. Down low, Baez. Cook-Stevens for three, up and back of the rim, no good. Battling for the rebound, Baez, good hustle. Behind the back pass to Rogers. And the Sabres better start making shots, and a timeout is called by Coach Dan Spangler. We'll take a break, 2:04 to go in the first quarter. It's 10-5 Westchester East over Chester Charter of DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
All right, 2:04 to go, first quarter, live on DelcoHoops.com. Dave Berman and the gang, Westchester East, was down 5-2. 8 unanswered points, leading at 10-5 over the Sabres. And Pete, it's about making shots. That's pretty much it. And Chester Charter is going to get their looks.
Yeah, the Chester has taken quite a few long shots, and they haven't been able to hit any of them. If they hit a couple of them, this is a tie game where they may even have the lead. But what I think is interesting is that they're playing Andrew Carr out at the top of the key, 6'9" fella. So
well, he's quick enough to get back.
I guess
if they go down low, Baez, he got Richardson in there, and they're challenging him. It's going to be a foul on Richardson because he's 6'5".
Yeah, he looks small compared to Carr.
Right, right. He's 6'5". So you got him underneath, and for the Sabres, you got to give him credit. And Coach Spangler taking it right to him. Mm-hmm. So at the line will be Baez for the Sabres, shooting 2. Can cut the lead to 3. Got it. Damir Baez, one of the 4 seniors on this 15-man Sabre roster. Baez again.
There you go.
Nothing but net.
See, this is my point. Stop with the 3-point. Although these guys are 10-2, it's hard for me to coach them. But but stop going for the 3-point shots. Drive in the basket, take the fouls, get the shots.
And you got Tim Richardson back with the ball against Rogers. Flips it to the freshman McCray in the lane. Turnaround shot is good. He's a fearless.
Nice. Yep.
He's a fearless son of a gun. It pays watching tape. And McCray makes it 12-7. Westchester East. White, right block Baez. He spins. He's fouled again, I think.
Yeah.
I think they're going to call it on McCray.
That's the call. As he spun, McCray got his hand in there, grabbed him, and caused the foul.
The coming out of the game for East is 35, Heffernan. And checking in is Kushner. Baez, right wing corner, double team. Somebody should be open somewhere. It's Rogers, left wing corner. Rogers, left of the key, Stovall. Cook Stevens, he's due.
Ooh.
Can't make a shot. Offensive rebound, Chester Charter again. Got to make shots. And they're getting the looks. Detta guarding Cook Stevens, Stovall. They're out on him. Down low, Rogers. Now to Cook Stevens, left wing corner. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. 5-point lead, Westchester East. Stovall, top of the key to Cook Stevens. And that's a bad pass right there. Stolen by Tim Richardson. Westchester East back. Richardson, 3-ball, right of the key. Back to the rim, no good. Rebound. It's going to be a push off, I think, on East. And it's going to be on McCray.
Yep.
His second.
So he's going to have to come out of the game. And that dude is tough. In preparation for this game, I watched the video when they played Chester High a couple weeks ago.
You know who's a solid guy is Baez for the Sabres, man. He's built like a linebacker.
Yes, he is. They have a co-op with Chester High football. So the kids at football here play, you know, Chester High. It's good stuff. All right, the Sabres with the ball down by 5. 24 seconds in the first quarter. Big game. Stevens, Cook, top of the key, Stovall. Devon White is probably their best knockdown shooter. Stovall can shoot the ball, too, and you can tell Carr is right on him. There's Stovall with a rock. And it makes you force things. They do it in another turnover. There's Carr ahead of the pack, lay it up and in. It's nice to have a kid like that, I'm telling you, at the buzzer. And, oh, that's it. 14-7, Westchester East over Chester Charter. You're listening to boys basketball. Never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
All right, back here at Chester and the Chester Charter Scholars Academy cheerleaders doing their thing. Third year program, PIAA. And they trail 14-7 to Westchester East, a 5-18. The Sabres are a single-A team. Mr. Folgenetti.
Yeah, Dave, I think the only thing here is you've got to make shots. We just said it a few minutes ago. It's 14-7. You're only down a touchdown, so you know you can make that up pretty quick.
Wrong game, okay.
But, again, Mike's point is good. Try to drive to the basket, get fouled, and make some foul shots.
The game plan, they're going to stick with it. But you got to stop these guys, too, and they're very deliberate. This is Detta across the timeline. He can really handle the rock. He's only a junior. Guarded by Stova. Alley-oop and a jam. Andrew Carr. 6 points for him.
How do you stop that?
You don't stop that.
You don't stop that.
You can't allow the pass.
So we'll be following him at University of Delaware. And hopefully they make a nice long run in the playoffs. We may see him again in the district. Stovall for three, wide to the right. No good. Rebound, Richardson East. Here's Kushner, floater off the glass for two. Jack Kushner, the ninth grader.
Sabres are doing everything right except getting the ball in the basket. They're playing very aggressive on the rebound.
And now they got Carr back deep. It's a 2-3. They went from a 3-2 out front to a 2-3. And, again, it's all about shots. And there's a turnover. You can't force against these guys. They're too quick. Detta comes back. 1-on-3. No, but a foul. Going to be on Stovall. And that'll be his first. And two shots for Mike Detta.
Dave, I think the Chester's big man that's out tonight, I think you're really seeing the difference here. He's not in there to help out with Andrew Carr.
Absolutely.
And Carr's dominating.
Look at that touch by Detta.
Nice.
Sweet. With a left hand.
Well, you don't get rated twice, you know, second in the state and not be a heck of a team.
Into the game for the Sabres is Breon Showell, 6'1 junior. Makes it. Beautiful touch. Detta. It was 5-2 Sabres, and now it's 20-7 Westchester East. So they've outscored them 18-2. In this run here. We're 6:45 to go in the second quarter. Got to be patient. You can't force things and just try to make shots. You're going to have some open looks. Showell, Stovall between the circles. He's your knockdown shooter, but he misses another. And the rebound is taken by Tim Richardson. Richardson comes back. Going to try to take it all the way. Layup, no good. Stovall the rebound. Good defense there by the Sabres. I think it's time for us to start making some three. I think we're going to go on a binge here.
They're going to have to stay in this
game.
Not
to sound like I'm a homer or anything, but, I mean, it's a. I want to see a close game, as we do in all of our games. White, right at the key. 6 minutes to go in the quarter. Second quarter, 20-7. Sabres have only scored 2 points. Here he is again for three. Wide to the right, no good. And the rebound, Tim Richardson. Richardson back across the timeline. He gives it to Heffernan, drives into the lane. Three ball left side, no good by Detta. And he hustles in the left wing corner trying to save that ball, as Mike, but he could not save it from going out of bounds. Here comes number 34, a rising talent right here, Jaquan Fisher for the Sabres, 6'5 junior. And another timeout on the floor. I didn't see that. 5:37 to go in the second quarter. Westchester East 20, Sabres 7, DelcoHoops.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to Chester Boys Hoops, single A, Chester Charter Scholars Academy, trailing the 5A powerhouse, Westchester East, and Coach Tom Durant 20-7, 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Long way from being over. Chester, I don't know what their shooting percentage is from the outside. It's probably, they've only made I've got them making two field goals, but maybe they're due to start hitting some shots. And Westchester East is the type of team that they will methodically, ooh, the ball knocked out of bounds on the pass. Chester will retain possession of the ball. Bruce Rogers, front court, near side to inbound. Stovall playing him tight down low for Fisher, and he's out of bounds. Yep. Good positioning there. And another turnover on the Sabres. And they have every guy out there can handle the ball. All five kids for Westchester East can handle the rock. So here comes East again. It puts trap on him. Driving Kushner to the basket. It's blocked from behind by Fisher. The follow, though, good by Andrew Carr, who has 8 points. They've outscored Chester 20-2 since it was 5-2. Got to hit some shots here. Air Stovall. It's up. It's good. That's a start for the
Another
Sabres.
Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Three ball.
Oh, five more of those. They're right back in it.
There you go. Sabres in a little bit of a zone here. Almost a steal by the Sabres. Left wing corner. Westchester East with the ball. Down low Kushner and a quick timeout. Tom Durant played football at Penn State. We'll keep it right here. Tom in his third year. 4:26 to go. Second quarter. Westchester East ball. They lead the Sabres 22-10. And it could be a lot worse.
It could. Look, like I said, Sabres doing everything right but getting the ball in the basket. Now, I think they're taking too many three-point shots, but they're a 10-2 team, so obviously they know what they're doing, and the coach knows what they're doing. They definitely missed their big man who's out with a bad shoulder, and that's, you know, there's only five guys on the team. If you're losing 20% of your team, it's tough to find a way, and of course when you're playing the second-best team in the state, I don't know how you make up for that. But the reality is, even with what the Vikings are doing, you know, with the shooting and the 22 points, if Chester had been able to make some of those three-point shots, they'd be within a couple of baskets of this thing, and this would be a much closer game. So let's hope they start turning it on and getting it in. But the problem, I think, is trying to defend against East is going to get to be very tough.
Chester High, a 6'8 team, tried the same thing. And then they just get it underneath, and you got 6'5 and 6'10. And they tried, and then Chester High decided to, okay, we're going to have some looks, and they couldn't make a shot either.
Yeah, well, That's
but it's a great formula for this squad. And we may see them again in the District 1 5A tournament.
I would think so.
Pencrest or, Strathaven.
I'd be very surprised if we don't see that.
Yeah. All right, so it's going to be East ball following the timeout. Floater off the glass, no good, and Fisher the rebound. Keep an eye on 34. He can get up.
Almost put that back in the basket.
Here come the Sabres. Stovall still in the 2-3 zone. Fisher, turnaround jumper, no good. And the rebound, Carr. That would have cut it to 9 points. Wide open jumper.
To Fisher's defense, though, he didn't expect that ball to get to him.
Carr, top of the key. The floater is up and good. He is just he has tremendous touch on the ball.
Very smooth, very smooth.
Yes.
Foul number one for East. Backcourt foul.
16 fouls on the Sabres, 4 on the Vikings. 3:53 to go, second quarter. Dave Berman, Pete Fulgenetti, Mike Mayer, and Andrew Kaufman on this Monday night. DelcoHoops.com. And 3:50 to go before halftime. And 14-point lead for East. Rogers, Stovall, left of the key. Now to Showell. And they're playing good defense inside and outside now. Now they're really, Sabres are going to really have to, it's really tough to defend. Yeah, there you go. There's your open guy for three. Not
way too long.
Yes. And there's a long rebound out to McCray. McCray to another big fella, misses the shot. Carr follows, and he's out of bounds. Great. The shot was missed by Scott Cummings, another bigger guy for East.
Yep.
But Carr comes out of nowhere.
Yep.
And
but still missed.
Lost the ball, went out of bounds. It'll go to the Sabres.
Yep. But good defense. Good defense. Strong offense. Just couldn't make it work. But good defense for the Sabres.
I'm scared to ask. We'll have to find. If at halftime, we'll find out what those shooting totals are. And it's Stovall. Sabres back. Down by 14. Stovall's in trouble. Near side to, this is Showell. Stovall. A lot of long bodies out there and long arms. This is with the ball. Three ball from the left wing corner. No good by Stovall. Another rebound. They got another bigger, like a 6'6 kid in there now with a wide body, Westchester East. They get the rebound right there. And they dribble the ball around. Richardson thought about the three. Now, jumper from the left side is an air ball by McCray. Chester charted the rebound. Rogers has it. Here come the Sabres back right to left. Right wing corner, three ball, Stovall up, no good. Battling for the rebound, taken by Westchester East. Watch out for Richardson, ahead of the pack, and he lays it up and in.
Yep. That's one of the things East has. They have great vision down court. They know exactly what's going on.
16-point lead, Westchester East. Al Kareem to Showell. Top of the key, Stovall. Al Kareem left of the key. 1:52 to go.
Oh.
And there is a kick violation on Carr. He comes to play every game. Substitutions into the game. Number 11, the freshman Jack Kushner for East. Stovall back into the game. Check that. That's a Devon White, number 25, into the game. And number 3, Salim Butler. Al Kareem James, 15 with the ball, 6'4 junior, looking around. Carr with the steal and stolen back by Showell. Good job by the Sabres, sticking with it. 1:32 to go in the second quarter.
Ooh.
And there's another steal, thrown away. Richardson comes back, alley-oop jam to Andrew Carr. And Carr is just really doing a great job.
Yep,
but he's getting in position for these dunks up and down the floor. 18-point lead. Sabres are down 28-10. They can't get discouraged. They have to learn from this game. You're not going to play many teams like this in single A. Driving, that's going to be an offensive foul, and they're forcing stuff now, and you just can't do that. They're getting very frustrated. Sean DeShields is third. And 28-10. Westchester East, a minute to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, Dave, Chester's really getting frustrated. They're trying to get inside, but the size of East is just overwhelming, especially Andrew Carr. He's just like an octopus.
He's a 6'10 guard. He's like a Magic Johnson out there almost. He cuffs the ball. The floater is good. That was nice, man. He took it right to him, the freshman, McCray. It's a 20-point lead for Westchester East, 10-2, second in the state in 5A. And the kids have to stick with it here, Coach, because you learn from this. You got to keep playing the game. It's not over yet. But they're just going to stick with it. And they're well coached. Stevens to the basket, blocked again by Carr. Out of bounds, stays with the Sabres. Stick with it. Keep battling. Keep trying things.
32 seconds left in the half.
Yes. 30-10. Three ball is up. No good. By Chester Charter. And the rebound to Kushner 25 seconds ago. Carr top of the key. Flips it to Richardson. Tim between the circles. Top of the key, Andrew Carr. Kushner. Left side, Heffernan. Down the 9 set. Look out. Very disciplined. Richardson. And Carr, three ball from way outside, in and out. Rebound on the floor, taken by the Sabres. And we go to halftime, and that is a clinic. And you got to give Westchester East a lot of credit because you know why? They didn't come in here and take these guys for granted. They saw the talent that's out there on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. You'll be a
dentist. Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. Son, be a
dentist. When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
We're at halftime. Westchester East leading the Chester Charter Scholars Academy 30-10. After one quarter, it was 14-7 Westchester East. And then Chester Charter scored just 3 points on a Stovall three ball in the second quarter. Chester Charter actually led this game 5-2 at one time. A couple Strathaven kids in the house here scouting tonight. And
I was just going to ask, how many three-point, Andrews, how many three-point attempts for the Sabres?
The Sabres have attempted 14 three balls
and
tonight.
And they made two?
One.
What's their overall shooting percentage?
Overall shooting percentage is a dismal 13%.
Well, it has to be. If your three-point shots are one out of 14, how many other shots?
They made three baskets. I don't know. Like,
yeah,
20 shots?
Yeah. They've attempted 23 shots in this game. They made three.
So at the end of the, now you can talk about East size, about Carr, about, but the bottom line is, if they were shooting 50% or even 30%,
they'd be
on
in
the
this
three
game.
Point. This would be a 7-point game. A
couple Strathaven kids were here.
Right,
Justin Mars and
Isaiah Freeman.
Isaiah Freeman was here. And they said, Berman, this 1-3-1 zone is dead. They're scouting because there's a chance. Strathaven could, they're 5-8-2,
sure, sure,
could play Westchester. And it's just, and they, I was at the Lower Merion game the other night against Strathaven. Lower Merion beat them by 20 points.
Yep.
Very similar.
Yep.
Very similar.
That 1-3-1 zone they're playing is, they're very disciplined and very quick with their sliding and their movement. It doesn't matter. They're playing Andrew Carr all over the place in this zone.
I was just going to say
they're
that.
They're playing him up high. They're playing him down low. They're playing him on the wing. It doesn't matter if they're playing the 2-3 or the 1-3-1.
Yeah. Sun Valley beat him in the District
really,
1 Championship
really,
last year because they made a lot of shots.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with Andrew Carr because he's just not a big guy. He can shoot. He can dribble. He can slam dunk it, whatever. But he's got great body control. And he's not in foul trouble. He doesn't just go at you. He knows how to block your shot and keep your body away. He's going to be a good player when he gets to the next level.
Well, now, I mean, coach for the East has to come out and say, guys, just play basketball. Don't foul anybody. We don't want to do anything to shorten this game. Just the foul shots are the only way that the Sabres are going to get on the board so far. Now,
haven't missed a foul shot tonight.
But they haven't gotten enough of them to make a difference.
Yeah, they've only gotten to the line three times.
Right.
Three for three.
Can't miss what you don't take.
Pardon me?
You can't miss what you don't take.
That's right. So, I mean, look, the key to this game for the Sabres is a completely uncoachable situation, which is you got to make your three-point shots. If you're not going to be able to drive into the center, and we give that credit, obviously, to the East, their defense is working exactly the way they want it to.
I think the fact that they don't have their best big man. You don't take your best big man off the team and expect to compete with a team like this.
Well, but the bottom line is, if they were shooting 50% of their threes, they'd be right in this thing. Now, 50% is probably a little much under any circumstances. But still, they're what did we say it was? 2 out of 14?
13%. One out of 14.
13% won't beat anybody.
I mean, that's, you know,
that's 7% from three.
That's 13. And now I will tell you what the Sabres have been has been extremely aggressive on the offensive boards. They have, I don't know how many offensive boards they have. Do you show it? It's
I've
a nice
got him
number,
down.
Though.
I think for I've got him down for 4 offensive rebounds already.
Oh, I thought it was more than okay. Well, that's
I got him
for
4 offensive rebounds. Yep. 12 altogether. They're only getting out rebounded by Westchester East 14-12, and turnovers 2-3. The difference is shots. They're not making their shots.
That's what I said. The Sabres are playing a good game. They can't get the basket, the ball in the basket. That's
sounds like the Sixers.
Yeah, well,
tremendous effort right there. All right, we're going to come back. More halftime festivities. 30-10 Westchester East over Chester Charter, DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemon Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are
the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County.
Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home.
Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs.
The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day.
Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven.
PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day.
Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out.
Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mann.
About a minute away from the third quarter, again, Westchester East in this boys' basketball game leading the Chester Charter Scholars Academy 30-10. Scoring, Destin McCray for East. He's a freshman with 4 points. Number one, Mike Detta, the junior, with 2. Freshman Jack Kushner, 2. Andrew Carr, again, the 6'10" Delaware recruit. They have 2 kids with over 1,000 points in the last week. One is Carr. He has 10, but it seems like 50. Tim Richardson, the other senior, has 7 and 3 points for junior Kieran Heffern, a 3 ball in the first quarter. Total of 30 for Westchester East. Again, 10-2, 5A, number 2 in the state. Only losses to Coatesville by 25, believe it or not. And Malvern Prep by only 10. Sabres, 10-2. Single-A school, 9th in the state now. 3 for Devon Stovall, the 5'11 junior. 6'4 junior Sean DeShields with 5, all in the first quarter. 2 for Damir Baez, 6'5 senior. And there you go. We'll see how the second half goes.
Yeah, listen, if we wanted to let everybody know, NFHS, which is National Federation High School, is televising this game on their website. It does cost you $10 a month to join. It's unlimited games. And it's our broadcast that's being used as the play-by-play.
Sound good?
So if you want to watch the game and want to invest $10, as opposed to being free on our site, you'll be our guest.
Sabres have the ball to begin the third quarter. Stovall, right of the key, Baez. Malik Cook-Stevens, MVP at the tournament down in Wilmington. Chester won this past weekend. Left wing corner, Stovall. Stovall looks to drive, takes it right to him, off the glass for two. Devon Stovall, full court pressure. That was a beautiful move by Devon. In the car. Car bringing it back. Left wing corner, that's going to be a travel. Yep. I saw that from here.
But you weren't that much further away than the ref.
Yeah.
And it looks like Westchester East has transitioned into a little bit of a man-to-man on that last possession they were in, it looked like.
Yeah, they are. 30-12, 18-point lead for Westchester East. It is man-to-man. He was thinking about it, White. Left wing corner three ball is no good by Baez, and the rebound by Kiernan Heffernan. Tim Richardson throws the elbow, gets away with it, pops, misses, rebound, Devon White. Number 24, check that, 25, White. To Malik Cook-Stevens, number one. Sean DeShields, left of the key, looks to drive and throws the ball away.
And you can't afford,
you
right
cannot, you can't afford, you just, they've done that several times tonight. The Sabres just can't do it, unforced errors. Top of the key, Detta. Left of the key, Richardson is fouled. I don't know if he was, they said he was going up, shooting two. Again, Andrew Carr, Tim Richardson last week both went over the 1,000 career mark in points.
That's the
6'10", 6'5".
That's the fourth on Sean DeShields.
Fourth on Sean.
So he'll need to come out of this game probably for at least the rest of the third quarter and half the fourth.
Richardson up and good. Tim is getting a lot of looks, Division II schools, PSAC. Some people think he can play at a higher level. Carr, solid D1 blue hen, where his dad Phil played and his uncle played back in the day. Richardson again, good.
Just a really beautiful stroke from the line for Tim.
So man-to-man Detta against Stovall. Stovall, cross court, across the timeline, Stevens, and throws the ball away again. They just can't be doing this. Another turnover on the Sabres. Kushner, left wing corner. Now you got to remember, they do have two seniors, and then driving to the basket and lay it up and in. Kiernan Heffernan for East. Up by 20 again. Full court, back court pressure. And it's barely across the timeline. Thought it was a 10. There's your three ball. Up and good. By number 25.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Devon White. And let's see if he can get hot. His first points of the game, a three ball. 34-16 East. 5.5 to go in the quarter. Carr drives down low. Richardson, glass. Good. Tim Richardson. Four in the quarter, 11 for the game. Stovall back. Cross midcourt. Sabres left to right here in the quarter. Floater off the glass, no good by Cook-Stevens. Rebound East. Back they come, Tim Richardson. The Detta wide open three ball with a left hand, and he drains it.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
You can't leave him alone like that, that's for sure.
Detta with five. The lead is 39-16. Cook-Stevens coming back for the Sabres. It's good playing teams like that, especially a single-A school. And they just weave it out high, back and forth. They got to keep the focus going on here, guys. Value every possession. Baez down low, layup, no, but a foul. Just one of those nights. But it happens when you play teams like this. You force a lot of stuff. You're mentally, they take you out of the game mentally.
Yeah. Well, this second half has been a little more sloppy for the Sabres than the first half was. But, again, fatigue sets in, frustration.
Two shots for Baez. He's a senior, one of the four seniors on the Chester Charter roster.
Ooh.
Free throw no good. He'll get another. 4:23 to go in the third. And At halftime, I was ready to say, you got to give East credit because they didn't take these guys for granted. They came out and they came to play. Ooh. In and out, miss both. Rebound on the floor, taken by Kushner for East. Back they come with McCray. Down low, Detta. And it's up and good for Detta.
You know, Carr had that ball, could have taken a dunk and passed it off. Good for him.
Now they go back to the Strathaven kid said it's a 1-3-1, Andrew, so I don't know.
It looks more like a 3-2 to me.
Long, long three, no good. Showell can't get the rebound. Now you got to get back and you got to play defense, even though you're down by 25. McCray looks to drive Carr into the lane. Carr misses the shot. Rebound, tie up, Stovall and McCray. And possession arrow is with East. Bruce Rogers back into the game for the Sabres. 3:37 to go in the third quarter. From Chester, Sabre Gym. 41-16. Westchester East Carr, top of the key for three. Good.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
13 for Carr. Carr. You watch Wisconsin basketball? Carr. You see there?
Carr's unreal.
Yeah, you got it. You got to play deep. Got to play, stick with the game. Keep playing defense. And Timmy Evans coming into the game for the Sabres, number 23. 44-16. You just want to win possessions right now.
You want to get baskets.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You want to get baskets. Just try to get shots off on every possession. There's another turnover. Here comes Westchester East. Pass to Richardson, lays it up and in. Timeout, Dan Spangler. Westchester East 46 and Chester Charter Scholars Academy 16 on DelcoHoops.com.
You'll be a dentist.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
After one quarter of play, Westchester East 14 and the Sabres 7. Halftime 30-10 Westchester East. And right now with 3:07 to go in the third quarter, 46-16 Westchester East, and the Sabres, Pete Fulginetti, are learning some lessons here tonight.
Yeah, they're learning a little bit about Andrew Carr, but it's not just him. They've got three big men that are controlling the boards, and they're just overwhelming him with a little bit right now.
And number three is a wide body out there, Scott Cummings. So the Sabres come back, trying to cut something off this 30-point deficit. Rogers out high. Got a newcomer into the game, number 31, and I do not see him on my roster. Maybe kid from JV they brought up. He looks kind of young for Westchester East. Stovall out high. Everything's out high. And they're not even giving White shots. And he's like, they're out there NBA range on their defense. Rogers, Bruce dribbling around, takes it to the glass,
ooh,
off the glass for
nice
two.
Shot.
Bruce Rogers, his first two of the night. 46-18 is the score. Down low for Carr, gets it out to the newcomer into the game, and his three ball is no good. We'll get his name when we can. Picked up. Carr, top of the key, drives to the basket and fouled hard by Timmy Evans. It's a good hard foul there. He'll go to the line shooting two. He was going for the ball.
Got the crowd riled up, though. in his favor.
Just don't want to see guys having their own way against your team. So Carr at the line for two. He missed actually two earlier, makes this one.
He has a very interesting free throw style.
Wait till they put 20, 30 pounds on him.
He has a little bit of a jump on his shot.
Yeah.
A little bit of a jump shot from the line. You don't usually see that in a free throw shooter.
Former 76er did it. Hall
Kyle
of Fame.
Gurria.
There you go. There you go. That's a lane violation, I think, on East as he misses the second. No, it's a lane violation on the Sabres.
I was going to say.
So Carr again, his team's up 47-18, 1:59 to go in the quarter. Makes this one to Andrew. He'll come out of the game. That'll make the Sabres a little bit happier. Now maybe they can go, you're down by 30 points, 48-18 maybe. And an unforced error again. Ball goes out of bounds.
And we almost lost Mike's mic here.
I wasn't worried about the mic. We have our mixer has a very sensitive plug that's easy to break. Yeah, well, I've got a shoulder. It didn't come towards my shoulder. My head. My head's solid. If I landed on my head the first time, I'd be better.
He got hit in the head pregame.
That's right.
And
that's right.
And he's all the better for it.
That's right. I just said don't hit the shoulder.
Richardson.
Very close to 5 seconds.
Yeah,
on that
close.
Right
forever.
McCray back. Another ninth grader for East. And Tom Durant. He falls and gets it to his teammate Cummings, who drives hard to the basket and scores.
Kind of an
Scott
asterisk
Cummings.
On the ice. Even falling down, East gets the ball, turns around, and makes the shot.
Sabres down by 32, 50-18 here to Westchester East. Al Kareem James, very athletic for the Sabres, gets it out to Bruce Rogers. Looks like a 2-1-2 now. Cook Stevens. James, far wing. Down low, Butler with a left hand. No, but a foul going to be on Cummings. So it's going to be Salim Butler, 6 foot senior at the line, shooting two. So they call that on Cummings. Each team two fouls here in the second half. First is no good. And he'll get another. When's our next broadcast, Mike? I think next week sometime.
Next Tuesday, we're going to be
right.
at
Academy Park.
Academy Park for Academy Park against Penwood.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yep.
Stopping, popping, shot is blocked. We'll get that youngster's name eventually. Shot blocked by Chester Charter. Down low, Timmy Evans laying up and in. And now the Sabres can go to the basket and say, I don't have to worry about a 6'10 kid coming after me.
Ooh, nice block.
Knocked out of bounds. Good block again by the Sabres. 40 seconds going to third quarter. 30-point lead, Westchester East.
That was Timmy Evans. But all
yeah,
balls
right
back at him.
Added some toughness into the game here.
Yep.
Trying to get him to play football next year for Chester High. He's got a football body. Right at the key, Tim Richardson. 6'5" senior. Almost a steal. And that's going to be a double dribble, I think, on Westchester East. Getting a little out of control. Well, they have a 30-point lead, so they can kind of play a little for them. That's a little street ball.
Well, McCray's having a good time, but he's kind of lost control of himself a couple of times. This time he got called under.
Who are they taking Richardson out of the game, and Detta comes back in. So they were really down this program, Westchester East in the doldrums, till Coach came along. And then you get an Andrew Carr and a Tim Richardson, and that helps.
Boy, there's nothing, no better way to get better than a little bit of talent.
Then the experience last year getting to the playoffs. Timmy Evans, left point corner, Rogers for three, no good. Here's Detta with the rebound. Good hustle, Timmy Evans. Out of bounds off who? It's going to be off of Evans. Give Timmy a lot of credit here. With 10 seconds to go in the third quarter, and they've got to go. I don't know if this court is regulation or not, but it's I don't think it's 90 feet, but it's close. Here's Detta back. Right wing corner to number 31. We don't have his number yet. Shot Cummings blocked, and that's it. After three quarters of play, your score, Westchester East 50, and the Chester Charter Scholars Academy 20. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball Never Sounded So Good on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
All right, welcome back here, ladies and gentlemen. And we have a score of 50-20. 8 minutes to go in the ballgame, Westchester East in front of Chester Charter.
Yeah, Dave, 50-20 is the score, but, you know, you just got to hang in there and see what you can do. We probably, we probably won't see no more Andrew Carr. He's got a shirt on, and I think the coach is going to leave him out the rest of this game. They really don't need him.
Right, and why get him hurt or take a risk? Sabres just want to play their basketball and see how it goes.
Stevens down low. Can't force stuff with these guys. I'm okay. And their reserves are good. Very well, Coach Westchester is. Floater, Celine, no good. Rogers follows, misses an easy layup.
That is just symptomatic of the night they're having.
Referees are letting them play. Only four combined fouls here in the quarter. Cummings, left wing, out to the freshman McCray. 7:25 to go in the ballgame. Detta, who is a dead-eye shooter, down low. Cummings turns, fires with a left hand for two. So he'll be their big man next year. Scott Cummings has 4 points. And who else knows junior varsity team?
Right.
But they'll focus on this year first. And the further they go in the playoffs, more kids are going to come out for the program. Down low, Butler off the glass for two. Good job there, Celine Butler for Chester Charter, the senior. 2 points. 6:48 to go in the game. Detta tries to take it all the way and lays it up and in. Mike Detta, he's only a junior. Coming back, lay it up and in by Malik Cook-Stevens for the Sabres.
Now it's a track meet.
Yeah, his first two of the night. Now they're having fun. And this is where the Sabres could maybe cut into this a little bit. Floater up and goodbye, Detta.
Detta, that was a beautiful little finger roll right off the tip.
He's
had
a nice ball game.
I was
just about to say that.
56-24 East from Westchester against the Sabres from Chester Charter, Scholars Academy. So it's still a 32-point advantage. Malik Cook-Stevens right of the key. Out to Al Kareem James for three. No good. Rebound East to McCray. McCray looks to take it to the rack. Dipsy-doo. They miss it. Al Kareem the rebound. Stevens left to right. 5:40 to go in the game. Stevens all the way to the basket. Lays it up and in.
Very nice.
A lot easier to go in the lane when you don't have 6'10
and 6'5. Yeah. That's okay. Do what you do.
Got to get back on defense, though. And a given, a beautiful pass from out at the top of the key underneath to freshman. The freshman right there, Kushner, lays it up and in. 5:24 to go in the ball game. It's 58-26 East, DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
5:24 to go in the fourth quarter. Westchester East showing why they're the number two team in the entire state of Pennsylvania at the second highest classification, 5A, Pete.
Yeah, one comment. It's unbelievable. When you see Andrew Carr comes out of the game, now there's some driving to the basket. They have some abilities. When Andrew Carr's in there, it's almost impossible to get near the basket.
People scouting this game, a lot of folks in Delco are getting a little nervous to play these guys. Driving to the basket, missing the shot. Timmy Evans follows and scores, and he's fouled. Timmy Evans, 6'3", junior for two. Done a nice job off the bench. And the refs, again, only five combined fouls here in the second half.
I was just going to say, the refs are letting them play tonight.
Well, yeah, it's pretty clean, though. I don't see a lot of fragrance. There's some reach over.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. It makes for a quicker game, too.
Timmy makes the foul shot.
Foul on Westchester East was on number 10, Joe Clark.
So you got Joe in the game. Where's number 10? Backcourt pressure. Back across the timeline. Chester Charter did win the JV game by 10 points.
Ooh.
And that's going to be a foul on Butler. Saleem runs into his man. Westchester East will have the ball out of bounds. 4:55 to go, fourth quarter. 58-29. So double the score. East. Clark to inbound the ball. Far side, front court. Right wing corner, Heffernan. Out high. Can't be constantly fouling, though. I mean, you know.
That was a little ticky-tack. I mean, it really did.
Yeah, but
you got to keep control of the game.
Play good defense. And yeah. I know you have some fouls to give, but just, you know, just don't do that. It's almost like it was an intentional foul, you know.
Well, you're right.
Cook Stevens on the fab freshman McCray, and he's fouled going to the basket. And he'll get two shots. Chesmont, tough basketball.
That was on Timmy Evans,
A second on Timmy. Yeah. They say that McCray was on the floor, no shots. Inbounding the ball, getting out to Heffernan, left of the key. Loses the ball, picked up by McCray. McCray, very athletic, very quick, drives to the basket.
Ooh,
underneath,
travel.
Called for traveling.
He's got to learn to control his feet.
Yes.
This is third travel call, I think, tonight. So.
Yeah, that's what I've got him for.
Yeah.
Well, when the game was closer, he knew how to play that zone defense.
He's enthusiasm at all it is. He's only a ninth grader. Give him some time.
Now they're back to a zone again. Westchester East with the Sabres with the basketball. 4:16 to go, fourth quarter. Cook. Malik gets by his man. The floater is up the back of the rim.
Boy.
No good. Clark the rebound for Westchester East.
Can't buy a shot. That was a nice pick. Nice shot, too.
Whoa. And you just got to watch those fouls right there. Reaching in. East controls the ball in the lane. Floater is good by McCray. And pretty much even with the reserves in there. But Sabres are deep. Now they're going to bring in these. Well, I'll tell you in a second here. Al Kareem James has it. 3:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Down low for Evans. Good and a foul for Timmy Evans. Hey, maybe he's earned his way more playing time. Timmy Evans coming into the game. He'll go to the line shooting one. Off the bench, Timmy has seven. Now watch these two freshman guards for Chester Charter Scholars Academy. Number
12 and 5?
Bookends, yes.
Yeah,
number
12
and number 5.
Are they brothers?
They're tough.
Kevin Miller.
Yeah, Kevin Miller, his older brother, Scrap Miller, star football player for Chester High.
Scrap.
Who scored the game winning touchdown when they upset Academy Park on the miracle play, Mike?
Okay.
Miracle of the Lamokin Street. Free throw no good. Battling for the rebound. Evans has it. Good job, Timmy. Here's the freshman now. This is Jaden Williams. This is Miller. And again, only ninth graders that can handle the rock, and they just have to get used to varsity experience.
Get a little bit of height on them eventually.
Oh, they'll get there. And top of the key, getting it out now. Al Kareem James stops, pops, no good. Evans battling for the rebound, loses it out of bounds. But give number 23 a lot of credit for battling hard. 3:11 to go in the fourth quarter. Another big, strong young man into the game, number 25.
We don't have him down here.
He was the starting center on the JV game.
All right, so they're bringing some of the JV guys.
Right.
And our number 31 guard, Dave, starting point guard for the JV. Right. I don't know his name.
That the Sabres beat.
Right.
There you go.
Yes.
That's going to be almost a steal, but they take it back, Westchester East. Now driving to the basket, lay it up and in. Bucket by Jameen Dutton, who is a junior for the Vikings. They lead by 31 points, 62-31. Al Kareem, they're still, these guys off the bench are playing it, you know, hey, their goal is learn that zone. because that's the ticket. Off the glass, two again for Timmy Evans, who has seven in the quarter, nine for the game. 2:37 to go, fourth quarter. Here they come across the timeline. Westchester East, pull-up jumper, back of the rim, no good. And the rebound taken by Kevin Miller, the ninth grader, to Jaden Williams, the other ninth grader. Williams up, good, and a foul. Jaden Williams, the future right there.
He got some good air under him, too.
Beautiful body control there on the layup by Jaden Williams.
So, but again, Chester Charter has, out of the 15 kids on their roster, 11 back next year. So they're going to miss the big fella, but they've got enough. Free throw is no good. Offensive rebound, Evans, good, and a foul. Looks like Timmy's going to be getting more minutes, hopefully. He's really played hard here in a reserve role. 2:18 to go in the fourth quarter. 62-37, Westchester East. Evans at the line. What an unbelievable quarter for Timmy. He's got, I got 9 points, 10
Make
points.
62-38,
full court pressure. East gets it in.
You got to love the crowd here. Nobody's left. Oh, no. Out of bounds.
Jackson Culp.
Stays with East.
Junior for East.
Crowd. The place is still packed with parents and friends and family and basketball fans.
A lot of support. Gets the ball in. Westchester here's a steal. And taking it to the rack. The floater is up and good by number 15, Al Kareem James.
Whoa.
Another steal for the basket. No, but a foul, James. And these are kids that want more playing time, and they're getting experience here.
Oh, and they're playing very well.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really kind of.
62-40. 22-point lead East.
East is a little sloppy with the ball.
Timeout, Tom Durant. And what Coach wants to do, all right, we'll be back. It's a 62-40, 22-point lead, Westchester East over Chester Charter. DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Following the timeout, Al Kareem Ace James at the line for Chester Charter. 6'4 junior makes the first foul shot. He'll get another. And the lead will be 20 points. But Chester's going to run out of time.
Of course, I was going to say, if the game was just another quarter.
No, well, Carr would be back in, and
right.
Richardson, yeah.
Of course.
Westchester East back across the timeline. And there's another steal. Now, Coach Durant can't be happy the way these guys. This is their future, and they want
right.
to drive into the basket. Floater around, no good. Battle and taken by the big fella. And now driving to the basket. That's going to be a travel, I think, on the young man for Westchester East. 1:42 to go, 20-point lead for East.
The young man known forever to us is number 31.
Yeah. Coming out of the game is Joe Clark for the Vikings. Back in is McCray. So here comes Jaden Williams for Chester Charter. And we're down by 32, so it makes us 20 points now. Timmy Evans. Left side, Miller, jumper, strong, Ace. Yeah, it is Al Kareem. Al Kareem James, offensive rebound, no, but a foul. Hoger to the line, shooting two.
Hey, Dave, these reserves are really, really playing good. They're
playing
hard. They're down 20 points, but they're playing like this is a one-point game.
And, and the crowd's right behind them.
Yeah, it's great. Great thing to see. James.
Oh.
Looking pretty good off the bench.
Nothing but net there.
Al Kareem with total of, well, in this quarter, he has, I have him for five. And he has five for the game.
Andrew says you're right, so you must be right.
1:26 to go in the ball game. Free throw up, high, arcing shot, good again. 62-44. Sabres down by 18, but running out of time. 1:26 to go. It's almost a five-second call, and it is. Back to the Sabres. So it's like almost like, I wouldn't say JV versus JV, but these are kids, both play varsity and JV, and the second unit for Chester's doing a pretty good job. Fisher off the glass, too strong. He'll be a big factor in the future. Rebound to Westchester East. And there's a McCray. McCray has it. Thought about the three. Travel again.
Whoa.
1:08 to go. Ball game. And I don't know. I think the biggest lead was 32 points. So
yeah, but that's nice.
Chester has outscored them down by 18.
You
down
know,
14.
Dave, actually, Chester has outscored East by 2 points this whole second half. They were down 20 at half. Now you got to remember, Ed Carr was out, you know. But still.
Evans looks to drive. Shot is blocked from behind. There's another big fella into the game for East. Blocks the shot. Freshman comes back and scores. He's tough.
Good
McCray.
Discipline, though, for the Sabres. They did not foul him, and there were a lot of bodies around him.
Here's James again. Pull-up jumper is good. Man, for Chester. Al-Kareem James with a big fourth quarter. 17-point lead for Westchester. He's 35 seconds to go. Getting it up now. Driving. Short shot is no good. Chester Charter loses the ball out of bounds.
I'll tell you, both these squads, and I know they're subs, but both these squads are running up and down this court like Beats said. Like this is the world championship right here. They are playing hard and with feeling.
All young kids that want to say, I want to play varsity.
And they will.
And they're getting some experience right here. 18-point lead for East, and they have the ball. Down low, pass with a left hand, up and two. Good job there. And give Jackson Culp 2 points for Westchester East. This is Jaden Williams. Evans for three, up, no good. 10 seconds go, and Westchester East has the ball in the backcourt. And they'll probably slow it up, and that'll be the ball game. Your final score. And the fans still give both teams a nice little hand here tonight. Final score, Westchester East 66, and the Chester Charter Scholars Academy boys basketball team 46. Post-game show on the way on DelcoHoops.com.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil. Organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Here we go, folks. Post-game show from Chester, Westchester East. The Vikings under Tom Durant beat the Chester Charter Scholars Academy by a score of 66-46. Westchester East improves to 11-2. And remember, they are the number two team in the state at the 5A level, the second highest classification. And the Chester Charter Scholars Academy single A, they fall to 10-3 against really tough competition, including this team here tonight under Danny Spangler. After one quarter of play, it was 14-7 East, 30-10 East by 20 after two quarters. We completed three quarters with East winning by 30, 50-20. And then Chester Charter outscored the Westchester East squad in the fourth quarter, 26-16, and the final score once again was Westchester East 66 and Chester Charter Scholars Academy 46. Most valuable player, great job, Andrew Carr. How you doing? Good seeing you.
Thank you. Doing good. How are you?
All right, you guys. 5A school against a good single A team. You came in here, you took care of business, you didn't take for granted, and that's one thing I've noticed about your team the last couple of years. You always respect your opponent.
Definitely. I feel like Coach does a great job of that, especially in the game plan. We treat every game the same. We watch film. We do our homework on every single game and don't look past anyone. So
now your goal this year, obviously, in playoffs. You're going to go to the playoffs. Tremendous. Your only losses to Malvern Prep and Westchester Coatesville.
Yep.
Filled with Coatesville guys, both teams, obviously, by the way, even Malvern Prep, but no shame there. The goal is to win the district championship this year in 5A and make a deep run in the postseason, and hopefully we'll cover some of your games.
Definitely. I think we had a good run last year, and we made it to the district championship game and fell a little short, so we definitely want to get back to where we were last year, kind of finish our business in the district as well as the state. We took a tough loss against Archbishop Ryan last year in the first round. So we're looking to kind of like a redemption year.
Yeah, so many great teams out there in 5A, and I know you guys can do it. Tell us about that zone. It's a tough thing to play, and it's also a tough thing to play against. You did it against Chester High, our other school in the city, and pretty much the same thing. You really even contest the outside shots with you and Tim playing high low. It's tough.
Yeah, we try and make sure that they take the shots that we want them taking. So especially in the 1-3-1 zone, we use that a decent amount. But we work on that all the time, and I think it's kind of one of our go-to defenses right now. The team does a great job of helping, and the biggest thing is rebounding, and I think in any zone, rebounding is one of the biggest and hardest things. So I think the guys down low and in the middle have done a really good job in these last couple of games of really focusing on finding a body and going and attacking the ball. So.
Post-game show, Andrew Carr with us from Westchester. He's 6'9", 10".
Yep.
All right, and he's going to Delaware, and you decided on Delaware, great school. Your uncle went there and dad, Phil.
Yep, exactly.
Yes. Yeah, 6'10".
Ben Simmons is 6'10".
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Well, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, you know,
that's not too hard to do.
And it was a great article, City of Basketball, love on you. And
definitely.
You had the same thing, Rondé, our boy from Chester, Rondé Hollis Jefferson, had the Osgood Schlatters.
Yep.
And, yeah, you grew a lot of inches, but you handled the ball very, very, very well. Mike, any questions for Mr. Carr?
No, we just got to let him go. He's got a bus to catch this school night. So.
All right. Yes,
thanks for coming by.
We hope to see you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Great stuff.
Good job tonight.
Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it very much.
Yes, I am.
And hopefully you're going to – are you going to major in broadcasting? I think you can be a communications major someday.
I'm going to major in exercise science.
Okay.
exercise science. Hopefully
college and the NBA. You have a shot, man.
That's why I don't exercise. I don't understand the science. So go ahead.
Again, the Sabres lose by 20. A key, of course, our big – well, I shouldn't say our, but the Sabre 6'9". Tyler Howard out with a shoulder injury tonight, which probably would have made obviously somewhat of
a
big difference right there. But give credit to Westchester East, great coach, and give credit to Chester Charter, the Sabres, for battling and grinding, Mike.
Absolutely.
In that fourth quarter.
I said it before. They played everything well. They played a good game of basketball. They just could not get the ball in the basket. Had some of those three shots gone on, three pointers gone on, this would have been a very different game. They weren't going to go inside on East very often. That was pretty obvious, but if they had a little better three-point shooting, it would have been a more of a contest.
That's it? We're done?
Yep.
Okay, that's the broadcast. Again, your final score, Westchester East, 66. Chester Charter, 46. DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.